Greetings, salute and welcome, lady beings, gentle wanders and other creatures of the night. This is the Truth or Death podcast created by Lola Hamilton and Ebo, your hosts to diversify your life. It's time for insights on the creative arts scene, hacks and tools for healthier living, and hearing stories from voices around the world to share their truth stories. Are you ready to dare your truth? A new episode of the Truth or Death podcast starts now.
Morning, guys. Straight out of my London studio, and thank you for tuning into the Truth or Death podcast. This is another solo episode with me, Lola Gigi, King of Hell. Straight out of London. So, let's talk about my artist road and dreams. So, my gosh, this is not a scripted episode, so it might be all over the place. Some of you might know this depending on which types of episode you're listening to. I don't know, I'm pretty sure at some point I've mentioned it, considering we also have German episodes. I grew up in Germany, North Germany to be exact, Hamburg. And yeah, it's been a journey. I can definitely say I've been always the artsy kid. But I don't come from a family that is an artist family that has done something like this before. I am the weird child. I am the first in my family that is the first of many things. And for a long, long time, that was my biggest struggle in my family, because I grew up in a so damn traditional environment, so conservative, and it really left a toll on my journey as a human being. But I'm not going to discuss this in this episode. If you're interested in my mental health journey, then you can listen to that episode. But I'm gonna give you the heads up right away. This will be one of the most darkest episodes. And I think it's important to just, you know, if you are someone that is struggling with mental health, you're not alone. And I feel like, to an extent, if you're on the artist way and road as well, it's just, sometimes there are certain events in life, including trauma, where we just, you know, have to break through from. But today we're going to talk about me as an artist. So first and foremost, we live in a society that is trained to think that you're only an artist when you're published, once you've been in a movie, once you are out there, once you had your gallery, and once you have blue tick, basically. But that's bullshit. I know so many great artists, and I've been talking to so many great artists, whether that's like on this podcast or outside. Like, when I say my community, Instagram is just one part of my community. I have people who don't have social media that I'm in contact with. I have people who don't follow me back on social media, and it's not a problem because we have other ways to contact each other. And my bubble is by now a very supporting one. And I think what I want you to take away right away is that if you have an artist dream, find your tribe and make sure you keep that tribe. Over the time as an artist and human being, how you evolve, people change. And that is just the normal process of a human process. Yeah. It's very early, guys. Excuse me. But in my journey as an artist, what I've always appreciated is the tribe that is still stuck with me despite what I've been through. And what I've also recently discovered about my spiritual journey is that it's actually in certain placements in my charts of human design and astrology that I am the person that is rather the one that leaves and outgrows people, and that's also okay. You don't have to be stuck with the same artist for years. I mean, I have artists that I've been following since I was a teenager, because where I grew up, which is, it's so interesting because like diversity has always been a big part of my life. I come from Germany, but I grew up in a circle where the Korean culture and K-pop was a big thing, and my first like boyfriend crush was Asian as well. I come though from a very racist area, so it was more like an underneath the table thing of like, we're not gonna put this out in the world because it's gonna get me in trouble, or us in trouble at that point. So I think not even some of my closest friends know this. Hey, if you're listening, welcome to Tea Time with Lola. So I grew up with a Korean culture, actually, which is interesting because, like, at that time when I kind of like slumped into K-pop, SHINee was my first band. That is totally random, but it is included because Jonghyun was the reason why I started dancing, and he's obviously not alive anymore. And I'm not gonna go down that path because it's always an emotional topic for me. And yeah, I have a couple of people I can talk with this about, and then sometimes I just shut myself off. It's a journey with being open and vulnerable. But yeah, he was the reason why I started dancing. I'm not a trained dancer in any kind of academy. I have been more the dancer that goes to certain workshops and certain courses, but I've never been the person that is signed up for like 3 years or something. I always did it myself. I know that this is a skill and talent of mine as well. When I say self, obviously I go to YouTube, I look up videos, I take inspiration from choreographers and stuff like that. 1 Million Dance Studios in Korea is one of my favorite studios, just from how they put the energy in the room and what I see and stuff. And one of my dreams is to just be there at some point in life. There were a couple of plans where we wanted to go to Seoul, but you know, life and all that jazz and the pandemic. But we're not going to talk about Seoul too much today. This is more a thing of like what I do as an artist. And what I've been always struggling with is like looking after myself and health in many, many ways. So at the moment, I'm again in a slump where I kinda can't completely dance again due to my disability, due to the body damage that I have from past injuries and from past events and harassment as well. So I'm currently in a recovery process, but I am going to come back because it's looking like there's a path in the way that I can go down and actually become better once and for all. So that's a good thing. And I'm going to come back, and by the time you're listening this, I think it should be out in the open, at least on my website and all that. And most likely I have gone through the treatment that I need. That King creation is coming back. And if you've been with me over the last 2 or 2.5 years on Instagram, you know that King is my dancing name and one of my nicknames that my friends gave me. And King Creations is going to be, to be honest, I don't want to give too much away because my vision in my head could completely change on what we do in front of the camera. But I have spoken with Abel, and we are currently, like, while you're listen to this, and then obviously in the future you will have more information. We are working out some concepts, and once the timing is right and we have time again, we will work together and create together. And I'm just so excited and also motivated again to just get my body in shape, to just get healthier again and go down that path. And a big change that I did for that as well is cutting alcohol, because cutting alcohol always had a big impact on my mental health. And also as a dancer and singer, I'm just gonna cut that out of my life, despite celebration days from my Norse background. So that was a major change for me as an artist as well, in connection to singing and dancing. I'm also working on my songs finally. There is no release date yet set, but the way the concepts are gonna come out, you're gonna see a lot more. Like I'm such a big concept and creation person. So instead of saying like this has to be out next year, I'm gonna be like, no, I'm gonna give this as much time and room as it needs, and when it's done, then it's done. The songs are in the process, so by the time you're listening to this, I'm assuming I have finished the songs, and then it's just about like finding the right time to go to the studio, record it properly, and then see what we can make out of it, which is really exciting. This is in connection to Surprise, which is my band project. I call it band project because I don't really see it as a solo project, because there will be people involved in the creative process behind the scenes. And this is why I'm simply calling it a band project. And maybe, depending on where this is going with my vision, I will include some other people on the tracks as well. So this is what's currently happening. I'm really excited. And then, obviously, we've got anything connected with the IM crew. By the time you're listening to this, we've got definitely all the projects up that I can reveal so far. There was a struggle that we went through, which was connected to my journey currently as a human being, and the fact that Abel and I have to figure out again when we can see each other, because Abel is in Germany, I'm in the UK. So essentially, we are always trying to find the right timing and trying to see where we can go with stuff. And yeah, I'm just excited to take it out in the world. You will see the start of this on our websites and on YouTube. Let's see where the road takes us. For us, it's really merely just the idea of expression to an extent. And like I always say that I don't give a shit about capitalist ways or like you have to have an outcome of it. I'm truly not a believer of that. I'm a believer of art and craft. And if my art and craft resonates with you, that's great. If it doesn't, that's also okay. You can just fuck off. And if you don't have anything nice to say, you can also fuck off, because in my opinion, a true critic is only someone that sits with you at your table and is going to tell you the exact practices and tools that you need to become a better artist. But an opinion-based, when I say opinion-based, so obviously there is some good journalism out there, and you can see the difference between someone that has truly understood the form of art and the creation, and then you see a lot of people who place their ego before their tools and techniques to actually be a good critic. And that's something that I don't relate to at all, because my mission at the end of the day is to put my art out and to create. And if it resonates with you and makes you move or makes you become your own artist as well, or go out for yourself, whether that's through my podcast or my dancing or whatever it is, then that's my mission in life. I'm not here to please or serve, or obviously it's like if I get the opportunity to have a bigger exposure and audience, I will take that chance. But my values, I don't think they can be rustled anymore and will stay in the same frame, because there are just so many other values that are connected to my art and the way I see the world and where I want to go in life. So take that from me here. And I think that's the biggest key take that you can take from this episode, that you have to be vulnerable and out there in your art. Because what is the point in art if you don't show yourself through it? I'm gonna sit with that for a while. At least that's my stance on art. To just, you know, completely immerse in whatever you're portraying. So, my writing is going to come undone. I'm back in the writer's room. When I say writer's room, like, I've been self-published three times, and it has taught me so much, and I'm so thankful for the experience. But what it also has taught me, and reflecting on it, I've done two episodes on this, check them out, Melancholy Vision and Revolution Blue, is that I was in a such dark place to an extent while this came out. So where I'm now going to be so much better, I feel like this is when I resonate more with the person that I am and the art that I'm putting out as well. Because I understand now that the premise of life is that you just have to show yourself, in my opinion. And I know that is a scary process, and I'm not excluded from the fact that I have confidence struggles or like when I say anxiety, I used to have high function anxiety for years. But you know, the general nervousness to an extent of like, oh my God, can I put this out there? Is this good? And I've come to the conclusion of like, you know what? No, I've got certain talents. I know myself. I know where this is going. And I know it's not going to be for everyone. And that's okay. It doesn't have to. That's not what art is about. Art is about reconnecting with pieces inside of other people that see through your words or your music or your dancing or whatever it is and take something from it. That is my mission as an artist. And the biggest thing for me is also to realize that I don't have to rush the process anymore. If I really want to go where I want to go in life, despite looking death in the eye, I need to just go with life and have no expectations to an extent. And that is the scary process of manifestation and just life. I love the fact that my neighbor is literally just ruining this moment with... Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Yeah, making noise. But yeah, this is also a very uncensored episode, therefore. But this is the artist's way, and you gotta. And we still have so much more work to do to be open with one another. We have so much more work to do. There's so many people pressed through their own idealism, what they thought is right and taught like they were taught. I'm going to give you an example to clarify this. So obviously I'm one of those kids that, you know, was never liked in their art by their teachers. And I would say it didn't take me away from what I did, but it left me with certain thoughts on how fucked up is it that we think we can mark art when art is just so raw and pure and diverse from each single individual that is out there. And I wish that we grow towards an area of schools and understanding of art, especially art as a subject, where the different styles that we express becomes the key to understanding your art and being marked for, rather than, oh, if you draw naturalistic portraits, that's great, but if you draw comic style, that's not great, because that was my experience. And it's just bullshit. I know I've never been in the top-notch tier when it comes to certain anatomy or correct architecture. I've done architecture in one of my studies as well in school in Germany. And I know that, but at the same time, my style was distinct through not being like everyone else. And this is something where, in my opinion, teachers need to look more into, to say, this is not about the fact to getting it right, because in my opinion, to an extent, unless obviously if we talk about certain subjects and like technical drawings, like where you have to, I don't know, draw buildings, conspire buildings and stuff like that, that people have my huge respect, because that it comes with the responsibility of like, if something is wrong in the building, this can have a massive domino effect on actual problems in the building at some point. But if we talk about the distinct different styles, that's what needs to be more appreciated. And like, there's a pattern that I constantly see with people around the world, you know, being told they're not good enough, their art is not good enough, and stuff like that. It's bullshit. Like, I mean, yeah, we can always discuss tools and techniques, and like, someone that has maybe just started through, I don't know, it's just at the beginning, but you know, keep going wherever you are. And if you always have considered to become a painter or a writer, but you've never done it so far because there was no one out there that told you you have to do it or you should do it, do it. Life is too short to waste your dreams. And even if along the road you realize, oh, maybe it was never my dream, but it was something that I always wanted to try, that's also okay. But at least you tried. At least you don't sit at home and think, what if I would have gone down that road? And even if you just decide to write, you know, just one book and not become a full-time author or artist or whatever it is, that's also okay. Like, the way to artistry is so unique and a puzzle in different ways that you have to figure out which puzzle piece you put together at what place. I can't tell you that. I can give you tools and techniques depending on what you want to do and what you have to make sure of, but I could never tell you to be an artist in the way you want to be an artist. Vice versa, you could never tell me how it is to be in my body, mind, soul when it comes to my art history. And that is the great thing in art. And this is where I'm going to wrap up the episode as well, because I feel like there's so much good impulses. You will see a lot more art history coming to life over the next decade. I'm going to put it out here, over the next decade. So if you've been stuck around with this podcast or wherever you met me in life or whatever it is, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I can't wait to show more of my art, put it out there and just, you know, vibe and thrive. On to the next time on the TOD podcast. Bye!